morning, everybody. This is Farmer Hughes and Kevin Cale from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning from the sumptuous studios of Pittsfield's Community Radio 89.7 FM WTBR, as well as 88.1 SBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Ah, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody out there that's listening to our fine Sunday, October show. And how was your week, Kevin?
Well, who could have a bad week given the weather? It was beautiful.
Oh, my God, yeah. A little chilly on Thursday.
A little chilly, but...
Hey, it's that time of year, I guess.
I washed all the windows in the living room.
Oh, my God. Was there a lot of dirt there?
He probably hasn't washed them in a few years. I'm not sure why. It's his job, but anyway.
Kind of like my house, so I hear you.
No, there's five windows in that room.
Really?
Yes, it's huge.
Oh, that's the very front room.
Yeah. A lot of sunlight. So.
Oh, God, yeah.
But anyway, now that we've solved my window problems, yes. Farmer and I, we're going to be hearing from Fluke, as well as Derek Warfield, Daniel O'Donnell, and hopefully the Frames. How about you, Farm?
Well, we're going to go around a little bit different. We got some Sean McCarron, which we haven't heard in a while, and some Kilmine Saints and some Lancome today.
Lancome? Oh, I almost put some Lancome. My God, I didn't know. We're starting today's show off with Fluke.
Thank you. buy from Sweet Fermoy. You'll hardly find one brighter. At every fair, I'm always there. I've been a decent fighter, but in a row, can't tell you how. I got a whack that floored me, and strange to tell, when I got well, a fighting nearly cured me. Until one day, the South had dared, Columbia dared to harm me. And I came o'er and shined the corpse of the Irish American army. Then hip hooray, come clear the way, and list to Corporal Barney. The lady's joy and a soldier boy of the Irish American army. Now I've enrolled a soldier bold, the service I delight in. I learned me trade with the general maid, for he was made for fighting. Look, have you seen me dressed in green, the green flag flying o'er us, as down Broadway we marched that day, the spirit quite uproarious. The boys went wild, the girls they smiled, oh ladies won't be stormy. But Cupid starts, besiege your hearts, the boys of the Irish army. Then hip hooray, come clear the way, and let the girls come near me, to see the joy, the soldier boy of the Irish American army. I could tell you tales about females that after me are coming. Young Nellie Gray and Biddy Bray and lots of witty women. There's Peggy Bon and Nancy Don, her mother keeps a diary. And the widow Wright, but she's a fright, and one-eyed Miss O'Leary. But of them all, lean, fat and tall, Miss Callahan best warms me. If she were mine, up wouldn't I shine in the Irish American army. Then hip hooray and clear the way, dear girls, I won't harm ye. To fight the foe, your bow must go with the Irish American army. Brave Corcoran and Mulligan, they'll neat the rebel sabres. Put mar and cheers on bloody fields, revenge their death by japers. And as we charge through trenches gorged with wounded, dead and dying, a ball came by and made me lie, but I'd no taste for lying. For up I got, went at them hot, could see them run would charm me. We won the day, but that's the way with the Irish American army. Then hip hooray and clear the way, no rebel foe can scare me. The lady's joy, the soldier boy of the Irish American army. At night when closed the fight, around the campfire smoking, each boy in green with his duty, mid laughter, song and joking. Oh, had we fought that day, I thought old Aaron's bonds to sever. How sweet to toil on Irish soil, to crush our foes forever. Hark, news from home, the mail has come, from the private to the colonel. We rush to hear the news and cheer in the Irish American journal. Then hip hooray, come clear the way, and let the boys come near me, while I diffuse the glorious news from the Irish American army. Then let all here give one loud cheer for Aaron's sons distinguished, who in the flood of Irish blood, rebellion's flame extinguished. When comes the hour to fight the power that tramples Irish freedom, Columbia then will give us men and grant to if we need them. Then raise the cheer, ye despots here, and surely twill alarm me. For soon you'll see old Aaron fee by the Irish American army. Then hip hooray and clear the way, we're coming, Saxon army. The fight's begun, it will be won by the Irish American army.
Only two songs in that set.
Really? Well, that's true.
The first one was had several parts to it. Let's put it that way.
It had a lot of reels, right?
Yep, and it was from Fluke. And the reels were Companion Star and The Coral Castle. And one of the other instrumentalists was Brian Finnegan, as well as Ashley Broder. And they compose. With one other person, they compose. Compose! The band Fluke. And then you hear from Derek Warfield, who will never see a conflict he can't make a career out of, with his famous song about the Irish Brigade during the American Civil War. And you're going to start us off with this.
Yeah, I'm going to start this second set off. with Sean McCarron.
Take it away, Ron. Ladies and gentlemen, the oldest swinger in Killarney tonight. Mr. Lonergan. And then tomorrow we'll take a walk down to St. Mary's, to a sheltered spot. We'll kneel and pray there for the ones who have gone, and hope that they're proud of their wandering son. Do you know the words? Let's hear you sing. This is my home, the place I was born in. No matter where I go, it's in my soul.
It's in my soul.
My feet may wander.
My feet may wander.
A thousand places.
A thousand places.
What about my heart, folks?
My heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Yes, my heart will lead me back home to my Donegal. Thank you very much.
That was Morga, the band Morga. David Munnelly, a good friend of the city of Pittsfield. And those were some reels. Johnny's reel, So Long at the Fair reel, Sweet Marie, Cohen's Memories, and My Marianne.
Oh.
So that's to make 5 reels.
5 reels.
In there. That's what took so long, folks. Had to listen to them all.
Yeah.
And before that, we heard from one of our all-time most popular recording artists, Daniel O'Donnell, from the Best of Daniel O'Donnell, with one of his most well-known songs, Home to Donegal. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with some reels also, with Lucky in Love and the Dublin Lads by Sean McEwen. How did I say it? McEwen.
Yep.
And that was off their album, To the City.
We haven't heard that in a while.
No, we haven't. And that's why it was kind of a good idea to have it today. So.
Excellent. So today in Irish history, Oliver Plunkett was officially declared a saint on October 12, 1975, by Pope Paul VI, making him the first Irish person to be canonized since Lawrence O'Toole in 1225. Taoiseach Liam Cosgrave led an Irish delegation to Rome, where an open-air mass was held in St. Peter's Square. Originally, President Carullo Dalla was to accompany Cosgrave, but it was felt that the presence of both the head of government and the head of state might send the wrong signal about a, quote, formal commitment to Catholic sympathies in the Irish state. Can't appear too Catholic these days. No. Those days, anyway.
Yeah.
Born in Meath, Plunkett was appointed the Archbishop of Armagh in 1669. He was implicated in the Popish Plot of 1681, where Catholics were alleged to have planned to assassinate Charles II. He was subsequently sentenced to death. He was hanged, he was drawn, and he was quartered. And now he's the same.
Mm-hmm.
In 1958, Giovanna Matrigiano, a pregnant woman from Naples, was thought to be hours from death, but remarkably recovered, ultimately living for another 50 years. Sister Cabrini Quigley from Donegal, a nun in the hospital at Matrigiano, was there and had prayed to St. Oliver Plunkett for the woman's health, and so this alleged miracle was attributed to him.
Ah.
And hence his sainthood.
Uh-huh.
You're going to start us off, Farmer.
I am. We're going to start this one off with the Kilmaine Saint.
Do we have any whiskey drinkers here tonight? When he had the news from clear, I've been simple words to say, I'm rolling, I am
Sometimes I need your revelation. Sometimes it's all too hard to take. Sometimes I need a revelation. But this time I'm making my own. Sometimes I need a revelation. But this time it's up in arms. This time I need a revelation. Sometimes it's all too much to take. This time I need a revelation. Sometimes it's easy just to hate, yeah. Sometimes I need a revelation now. Sometimes I
I hae friends to buy me whiskey, only friends to come in. But if I should get too full for walking, was the man that would carry me in? And if I be drinking the iron of water, who the deuce would I win him? If I be drinking the iron of water, my way Dougie would win me the iron of steam. Elke day I cross that water, aye, she's bright and clear to see. But after years of always laughter, dark and still she waits on me. And if I be drinking the isle of water, who the deuce would I win home? If I be drinking the isle of water, my way Dougie would win me the isle of stream. Like the fisher's line that's broken, leaves the salmon tae the swell, many's the neck you've had me soaking, but they break the line yourself. And if I be drinking the isle of water, who the deuce would I win him? If I be drinking the isle of water, my way Dougie would find me in the isle of stream. summer days I've led the carter, pardon bonny times have I seen. But should I drown in your water, my wee doggy would fan me in the Isle of Spring. And if I be drunk in the Isle of Water, good that you so would I would fain. If I be drunk in the Isle of Water, my wee doggy would fan me in the Isle of Spring.
The intricacies of running a radio show, Farmer.
Yeah.
We have to keep track of things.
You have to pay attention, Kevin.
We do.
So don't I, otherwise we both mess up.
So you just heard from the Silly Wizard from their Best Of album. If anyone has a source where I can get another album by Silly Wizard, any of them, frankly, some of the ones I have are worn out.
Mm-hmm.
But the Best Of is still playable, so I'm using that, but I'm eager to obtain some more. Then there were The Frames, one of our favorite groups from the 90s in Dublin, with their tune Revelate. No, Revelate. Revelate.
Revelate.
Which from their album Fitzcarraldo, which they put out in association with the film. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Streams of Whiskey. And that was by the Kilmaine Saints, and that came off their album Live at the Abbey at the big Metropolitan House, I guess, in Dublin City.
Oh, Live at the Abbey Theater.
Yeah.
That's a brand new, it was a brand new in
you told me
80s,
a few years ago that they rebuilt.
Well, it burned down at some point.
So. But that was from the Kilmaine Saints, which we have not heard from in a while. So I'm glad I had it in the bag.
Gee, friends of mine just went to Kilmaine Jail. What was that on my head? To visit.
Not to say, I hope.
So now we're going to hear from Sybil.
Don't go to them. Oh, I'm not Sergeant William Bailey was a man of high renown. Toora loora 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 loo. In search of gallant young recruits, he used to scour the town. Toora loora 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 loo. His face was fallen swarthy. Of medals he had 40, and ribbons on his chest, red, white, and blue. It is he what looked a hero, as he made the people stare, oh, as he stood on Dunphy's corner, Tooraloo. Now a Sergeant William Bailey on Dunphy's corner stands. Tooraloo, raloo, raloo, raloo. In Tyson and Dublin, young lads for to die in foreign lands. Tooraloo, raloo, raloo, raloo. For to improve their station, he shouts in high elation to come and fight for king and country. But for all the noise he's making, that bait they aren't taken from Sergeant William Bailey. Tooraloo. Now alas for human greatness, every doggy has his day. Tooraloo, raloo, raloo, raloo. And Sergeant William Bailey, he is getting old and grey. Tooraloo, raloo, raloo, raloo. No longer youths are willing to take his dirty shilling, and things for him are looking mighty blue. To fight for Drummond, and now more recruits are coming to Sergeant William Bailey. We'll be right back.
the one. 'Twas a damp and dirty morn, then Brendan's voyage had begun. Tired of tending turnips and cutting curly kale, when he got back from the creamery, he hoisted up the sail. He ploughed a lonely furrow to the north, south, east and west. Of all the navigators, Brendan was the best. When he ran out of candles, he was forced to make a stop. So we tied up in Long Island, put America on the map. Did you know that Honolulu was from a Kerry man, who went on to find Australia, then China and Japan? When he was touching 70, he began to miss the crack, turning to his albatross as he aim heading back. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. To make it fast, he bent the mast and built up mighty steam around Terra del Fuego and up the warm Gulf Stream. As he crossed the last horizon, Mount Brendan came in sight. And when he cleared the customs into Dingle for the night, when he got the spuds and bacon, he went to douse the drought. He headed west to Kruger's to murder pints of stout. Around be Ballyferritter and up the Connor Pass, he freewheeled into Brendan, the saint was home at last. Oh, was it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. The entire population came, the place was chock-a-block. Love nor money wouldn't get you your nose inside the shop. Fishermen hauled up their nets and farmers left their hay. Kerry people know that saints don't turn up every day. Everything was going grand till Brendan did announce his reason for returning was to try and set up house. All the girls were flabbergasted at St. Brendan's neck, to seek a wife so late in life and him a total wreck. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said. Worn out by rejection that pierced the poor man's pride, begot, says Brendan, if I run, I'll surely catch the tide. Turning on his sandals, he made straight for the docks, and hauling up his anchor, he cast off from the rocks. As he sailed past Inishfechtelon, there stood the albatross. I knew you'd never stick it out, 'tis great to see a boss. I'm bailing out, says Brendan, I badly need a break. Oh, all this dingle dangin', it's more than I can take. Oh, is it right or left for Gibraltar? Oh, what tack do I take for mizzen head? Well, I'd love to settle down near Ventry Harbour. Send Brendan to his albatross, he said.
Become a stranger, no, it would make me more than sad. yes, there's no denying I've traveled hard sometimes with conscience flying somewhere with the wind. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, no, it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, a forest choir. The flames have cooled, don't get any higher. They've withered now, they've gone. But I'm steady thinking my way's clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands have shaken, the kisses flowed, then I will disappear. Let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time.
While we listen to Mara O'Connell, this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I hope everybody has a great week. And like Kevin said, listen to us again next week. And everybody be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Grow. A mugget, a gishtihi, shuhugan.